Okay. Any question? Anybody knows what are we talking about? No one? So why are you coming here? You don't know what you're doing here. Apparently, we are in the path of self-improvement, and we are reading book three, means the fourth period of this path, which is enrichment, right? So we are trying to enrich ourselves. How? How did we do it? Half of the book almost is passed, and we talked about some stuff. Do you remember any? Say, how did he start? Interestingly, as usual, he didn't tell you what to do. No one? No one could. And no one should. The exception is, yes, European. Should. I cannot say even would. But you are the responsible guy. You have to stand up and be accountable and decide what to do. As a help, we could tell you what not to do, because we know that you are in two parts. First part is the firstborn, the animal. And the animal follows the logic. We are talking about beyond the logic. That stuff comes how? Said, how? By nature you will do it, maybe. What's that? Food and sex, that's what that animal is looking for. And the animal is always trying. So the first thing you should learn in becoming the real driver of this machine. Remember, this machine has some automatic part and there is a driver over there. You're supposed to take over. What is the first thing you should learn? Nothing? None of you started to teach your children how to drive? Or you forgot? The first thing you should learn is the brake. First is the brake. Exactly here. We tell you what not to do because we know that animal is eager to do. You started to say that, remember that animal is yours. You have to take care of it, you're responsible for it and all that. and don't give that animal nonsense, okay? But first of all, we told you that you have to come out and go around and learn. Not all of it is good. There is somewhere that you are not supposed to go. The village, backward from civilization. If you are a civilized fellow, you should advance, not to go back. Is there any tendency for you to go back? Which needed this room to explain all that? Remember that famous dance? Tradition. Dancing on a roof is tradition, tradition. Why? Why tradition is problematic? And at the same time, it's good. It has some positive things to it. But mainly, it's looking backward, isn't it? What is really the tradition? You could name it the things that the... But we talked about some stuff in book two. Anybody remembers the first inner sense? Common sense. Do you remember it? What is common sense? Is it related to tradition? Because in a way, tradition becomes common sense by repetition. Something, when it repeats, it becomes like a second nature, and that common sense comes in. He said, be aware of this, because anybody or anything, any situation for fooling you needs only a little tickle here and there. Suddenly, illusion is there. Nobody will call you to say, come and I have an explanation which is no good. Everybody will promise you that you will have the main key for the main treasure. Promises. Do not fall for that. That was a case. After talking about that and the rest of the explanation that, okay, it happens if you do it like this and that, suddenly he started to talk about you again, directly in the name of Moses and Pharaoh. Why? Because, as we always said, remember, the problem is not outside. We are talking about these problems. And this one likes always to blame outside the situation, this and that and that. Let go of that part. It's you. A part of you is the arrogant part of you, the Pharaoh, who feels that he owns this machine. And he believes that he is right and everybody should listen to it. Do you know something like this in you? Everybody should listen to me. This is your brain telling you. So all of this is the problem. What is this problem? He started the Pharaoh story how? Do you remember how many times I said, to understand the book, you should first read it, then go back. Look at the stories. Then go back. Look at the sections. Then the book all together. Then if he has some other books and things like that, all of them together. To see what's going on. Here, he started with some simple stuff. First of all, Pharaoh is in trouble because something in his dream only. Nothing had happened. In his dream, a light appears. So he feels he is in trouble. Why? Because he doesn't like the light. He knows the light will bring him down from that chinchy stuff. So what does he do? Tries to stop the light. What will happen? What did happen when he tried to stop the light?
The wife of his treasurer became pregnant, even though he told them not to.
Simpler than that. When he tried to stop it, unknowingly he helped it. This is how it works. Because somebody should do something, and the Moses is not here yet. That's the trick. That's why the source comes from the dream, not in reality. That dream will change the reality. How? To push the Pharaoh to do the work. So they get together. Then what? Again, he tries to kill the boy, baby. The baby even is thrown in the fire, but doesn't die. Why? The flow of this river of the knowledge will turn it around just to fool. Fool who? The Pharaoh, that is a stupid guy. You know why? Because Pharaoh should pay for milk and all that stuff. Pharaoh should do the work. Work is for the Pharaoh. Moses should not work and does not. Oh yes, for the movie they wanted some big fellow. Moses, never I heard that he was a big fellow. Or a handyman or worker, nothing. Because everything, this should do it, me, right? So Pharaoh starts to pay for Moses. The rest we didn't talk about. We jumped to the moment that Moses came to Pharaoh and said, zip it. We didn't need that part of the story. Why? We were talking about enrichment. All those convincing, doing this. You know, we want to talk about something else. Do you remember what this book is about? No, you forget always. This book is about the books you're supposed to read. Okay, so he started with the books no good for reading. Now he's talking about the best book ever. What is the best book? There is a book that in these silly Hollywood movies, when somebody brings up that book, you go like that. And you wish you had that book.